I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 16. The Dyson Racing, Riley and Scott Mark III, from our Grand Am and early, maybe ALMS days, I'm not 100%, I can't remember, they had the Lola then, but it was powered by a Ford. Had a long list of drivers, James Weaver, Andy Wallace, Elliot Forbes Robinson, Butch Leitzinger, Dorsey Schrader, John Paul Jr., Andy Lally drove one, and I think that's it. I don't know. There could have been more in there. Oh, Chris Dyson drove that, yeah. And Rob Dyson drove it. Sorry. There we go. I left out the two most important people on the team. But those things were beasts. Oh, yeah. Love them. It was at Daytona when they won the 24 Hours, so that was pretty cool.
Man.
Had the Lozano Brothers power plant in the back. Big Ford. Oof. Anyways, on tonight's episode, we'll talk NASCAR Dega. All you had to do was watch the finish for that. Formula One in China. IndyCar. Points race, thank God, at Long Beach. I thought it was a good race. Yeah. And then we had IMSA at Long Beach in what was probably a great race. We had GTP and the GTD cars, not the GTD Pro, but the GTD.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some news and notes. It's a busy weekend. So let's start at Talladega. Michael McDowell got pole. That's all you need to know. Michael McDowell led 95% of this, 98% of this race. Actually, 99.5% of this race he led. And then, hate to say it, didn't quite get the job done. Made a dumb move coming down the straightaway. And as, you know, when you block, not once, but twice, as they say, payback is a beep. And he basically spun himself out, even though Bad Brad was behind him. But his spin right in front of Bad Brad basically led to Tyler Reddick taking the win for the season. First race of the season for him. Congrats to 23XI. MJ was there. Good to see. Like to see MJ at the race.
Yeah. Heard he was partying after that.
He was partying with Tyler Reddick's son. And then, you know, I guess you can... The last caution was absolute hilarity because so all the teams, you know, lined up to pit, you know, by brand.
Okay.
So the Toyota guys pitted first and, you know, so they're coming and the race keeps going. So now it's like this might work out because like if a yellow flag comes, they'll jump to the front, but then everyone's behind them, and it's kind of... So this was like, if it goes green, these guys are going to be in front, and they're going to probably...
Yeah.
Nope. Four of them decided to get together. unfortunately, Eric Jones had a compression fracture in his back from it. He had nothing to do with it. Darryl got a little frisky going into 3 and 4 and kind of set it off. And then, of course, Darryl's boss comes cruising through and just gets annihilated by somebody who's involved in it. And next thing you know, four Toyotas are out of the race and everyone else gets the pit and sets up the caution. Fortunately, Reddick was high enough up in there that he was sitting pretty. And he did a great job. He just stayed right there. Brad stayed right there, too. I don't know what McDowell was doing. As soon as Brad made a move, he made a move. And it was just like, and then he came back. And then Brad, you know, of course, McDowell moved. And as soon as Brad moved, McDowell moved. So Brad goes, screw it, I'm going to the bottom. And as he should. Now, McDowell decides, I'm going to go back down. Well, that's two blocks. And I'm, first off, hate blocks. Secondly, two blocks, you deserve what's coming. And he basically spun himself out on the second one because he got the aero wash off his car and Brad's car. Mm-hmm. Spun around in front of the whole field. Corey LaJoie finished on his side, Ricky Bobby style. A lot of good cars that were up in the top 10 got thrown back, you know, because of it. Because the finish line is further down. Mm-hmm. But Reddick won. Bad Brad, I got second. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing he could do. It wasn't really his fault, you know. But no, Noah Gragson got third, which was a good finish for him. He did all right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Tyler can thank the four Toyotas for setting that one up.
Yeah.
But anyways, so there we go. The only newsworthy item from that race was pre-race. Kyle Larson basically had no pit crew. The fuel guy got suspended because the apron he was using wasn't approved or something, which splashes fuel on him. I mean, if the guy wants to go up in flames, let him, you know? So he got spun out. He got taken out. He got removed from the race. And then from the previous race where they had the tire issue, mm-hmm. the jackman, the tire changer, and somebody else got. So there were three out of the, like, five guys that go over the wall. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because he also had a serve a drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah. Too. And but he put out a funny meme, which was him. He goes, this is me during the race today. And it was just one guy changing tires and stuff. Yeah. It was pretty good. I thought it was. He had some fun with it. So, anyways, that's kind of where we're at.
I mean, it's not like any of that really mattered for him because he's already in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. But, anyways, so basically locked up here. So we got Reddick into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, the points overall didn't really change much. I mean, Keselowski moved a little bit further up, but he still needs a win to stay in. Truex is still your points leader without a win, but mm-hmm. still need a win. Got to have a win. So, anyways, Denny didn't finish again because he got wiped out. So this is like two in a row. It's not a bad streak.
Yeah, but
I know
he's already in.
I know he's in, but you know. Anyways, imagine if it was Denny and Brad. Imagine those two if they took each other out. That would have been really good. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're off to Dover, Delaware this weekend. No, you know you're excited. To the Monster.
I watched the run to the line. That was all I watched for last week. And I know last week I said, you know, I should look up and see how many races, you know, finish in that kind of style where it's, or, you know, there's just a late caution, whatever that produces these kinds of finishes.
Right.
But yeah, that just proved my point again.
Yeah. So I got home so I could catch the end of the IndyCar race, mm-hmm. which I watched. I got home and then I watched it, but then I went back and rewatched it to get the first half of the race. But because there was some shenanigans went on there. And then at that finish, then I switched over and was able to catch a good chunk of the finish. Mm-hmm. So I caught the pit stops, then I caught the accident, then I caught the finish. So all I needed to watch for that race.
Yeah.
So I mean, good for them. They stayed out of trouble keeping the big one until really the end. And it wasn't a big one. Well, the big one was at the end, but the one before it, which is usually the big one.
I also heard that it was like a massive fuel mileage race.
It was, yeah.
Where guys were just like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. McDowell was definitely out in front.
5 seconds off the pace or something like that.
They were laying back, or McDowell was out there, and he's just coasting, you know, and he wasn't... But everyone else was doing the same thing, so it just turned into fuel mileage. Scott Dixon probably could have won that race by a mile.
Yeah. Considering this,
yeah, we'll get to him.
To that, yeah.
All right. So, all right. So that's our NASCAR show. promise fans, we'll get a NASCAR expert on at some point.
Or not.
Well, at some point.
Or maybe he'll return.
Well, we'll see. All right, let's move on to Formula One, and welcome back to Shanghai. I actually forgot about this track. Like, I forgot what the track looked like, and then I realized, oh, yeah, this is actually a pretty cool track.
I don't mind this track. I think this one's fine.
The only thing I think caught everybody out was did they resurface or reseal the track, or did they paint not the track, but the lines? It was some...
I think they painted it.
Okay.
The words I saw were paint.
Paint. Right.
Not necessarily repaved.
Well, they painted the grass because the grass caught on fire several times, even though it was raining.
Still yet to know what was the cause of that.
Yep, still haven't figured that out. it was sprint race weekend. That was ever so exciting. We turned to a track after 4 years, and let's just have one practice session for everybody. Good idea. Sprint race.
It got everyone excited because of the sprint qualifying.
Sprint qualifying.
It's going to be different.
In the rain.
Like,
sprint qualifying was in the rain.
It's not going to be different.
It was in the rain. The race was not in the rain. And what happened on lap four?
even if the race was in the rain, I don't think it would have changed the outcome.
No, I will say this. The qualifying in the rain is fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Because it mixes it up.
Yeah.
You know, had it rained on Saturday, I think we might have had a different winner.
Yeah, maybe.
The Red Bulls. I don't think so. No, they would have got their act together.
It's just time.
Okay.
With everything. Right. So, I mean, if you don't, you had one practice session, then you just had to like go for it.
Yeah.
So, and then you saw teams or drivers make changes between the sprint race and then the qualifying session. Either hit or miss there.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I like that format.
Yeah.
Because it lets you make adjustments. Not you're just locked into the car that you have for the weekend after the sprint qualifying.
You know, I think we had some really good qualification runs from Lando, Lewis, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Max was fourth.
For sprint,
right. And you know, we get to the race. We have the race, and not that it was going to make much of a difference. I don't really know what Lando was. Lewis got past him. I don't know why he just didn't give up and fall behind him.
I don't think he had that in his head.
I know.
I think he
should have had in his head because he would have had a podium finish.
Yes.
But anyways.
I mean, then again, you're the first ones into that turn. And probably the first time that you've been going around that turn like that side by side. So you're kind of in unknown territory if that was going to come out.
And then, you know, the lather of the crowd then evaporated as Max just started chewing into it. And ultimately passed Lewis and, you know, literally romped off to a 13-second win.
How many laps was the race?
19. That was essentially, when he passed them, it was essentially a second of lap he pulled out.
Yeah.
Okay. Checo was third. The two Ferraris with a good scrap, inter-team scrap, so kind of working off their WEC counterparts. finished fourth and fifth. Lando and Oscar were sixth and seventh. George, another fantastic eighth place, followed by Zhou Guanyu, or Guanyu Zhou, however you want to. How is he? Do you just call him Zhou?
Zhou Guanyu.
Yeah, Zhou Guanyu. Okay. And then he was in ninth, and then K-Mag was 10th. Now, does K-Mag get a point?
No. Russell's the last.
Only get a point. Yeah. Okay. In the sprint. All right. That led us to qualifying, which was after the fact. A disastrous qualification session for Lewis Hamilton. threw a big change at the car, and it
it
was a big miss. Resulted in a 18th place start. So, tough one there.
Yeah. But, again, I like the fact that they were still able to make a change. Because if you thought you needed it, you could make it.
Yep. George was consistent. He's consistently the 8th fastest car. Just to point that out. Surprise in qualifying, Nico Hülkenberg.
Where did he qualify?
10th. 9th. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say that's not a surprise.
Do you think Valtteri qualifying 10th was a surprise?
No.
Okay.
Well, the RBs and Sauber and Haas.
So when we say RBs, we're talking Cash App, right?
Toro Rosso.
Yeah.
We'll just say Toro Rosso. When those three teams qualify, they're all very similar in pace. So, but Haas has been, I shouldn't say that. Hülkenberg has been doing very well in qualifying.
Yep.
So for him to be up there, I don't find that all that surprising based on how this season has gone so far. I think for where Haas stands at the moment in the constructors is surprising, because I would expect Toro Rosso or Visa Cash App to be higher up, based on where they left off last season.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend they were strong looking and then got taken out, but that's a different story.
At the top of the grid we had Max, Sergio. It was 0.3 seconds difference.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando once again mixing it up, love it. The two McLarens, great job. Followed by two Ferraris. Mm-hmm. So man, that was good.
Before we go on to the race, I do want to say I loved Fernando's driving in the sprint race.
Yeah.
Again, smart mental side of how to play the game.
Showed exactly why he's still around.
Yeah. If his car was just faster and better during the race, there's no question that he'd be up there. But they have the one lap pace somewhat. Well, I shouldn't say figured out, but they're very good on one lap pace in comparison to their race pace. So if they could sort that out, that'd be much better for them.
All right, the race. Good start. You know, again, Max just starts pulling away, and everyone's left in the dust fighting amongst themselves.
Yep.
I'm a little disappointed with Checo.
Okay, how?
He should have been the second place car.
I'm a little torn on it only because he got botched, or he got screwed in the strategy, because Norris benefited from pitting under a VSC to get him the track position.
But anyways.
I do see your point that there was another safety car after the fact, so you're already on him. So by that point, you should be able to get by him.
And then he ended up finishing 6 seconds behind him.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, all the props to Lando.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and good strategy call by McLaren. That's where, you know, a little bit of, you know, common sense and strategy comes into play. Ferrari, decent job, 4th and 5th. George improved to 6th, Fred to 7th. Lewis mover of the race up to ninth. And then Hulkenberg grabbed the last point. I feel bad. Valtteri, like, literally, you know, engine problem. You know? Kind of wrecked the whole day. And the weekend was good because they weren't screwing up the pit stops. They didn't have those extra long pit stops.
No, I mean, yeah, but something else is good. It, whatever they're doing this season isn't working out for them.
Yeah.
And not that I want to say that, you know, they basically got Haas's engines where they were having problems for the past couple of years. Yeah. But I mean, it seems like they're stuck with the bad luck right now. And I know some of it's self-inflicted versus that. But,
and then, you know. Yeah. And then, so let's take a few minutes to talk about he took out both cars.
I know that, and no one's really on it because the team is backing him,
right?
And taking that stance, and it's like,
but like, RB is like, you look at your onboard.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is
Ricardo. Ricardo was very,
he was very upset.
He was annoyed, and then when he saw the video, he was doubly annoyed, and then he was triply annoyed when he heard that Lance said it was his fault.
That it was Ricardo's
fault. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, it's just
no. Because then,
and again, this is. You know, Fred, he finishes seventh. That car that Stroll has is capable of finishing in the points. It's like a one car point show for them.
Yes, and that's the thing
that's not sustainable. Yeah, it's not sustainable.
It's what cost them fourth in the constructors last season.
Let's just say had an issue. You know, say he had a flat tire, came in, had a chance. He wasn't going to get in the points. So now they're out of the points because, you know, Daddy's cash is down there, you know.
I know.
It's, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to do something.
Since he's, because I was curious about this, since he's been in F1, he's only beaten his teammate once.
In the points?
Yes. At the end of a season.
Who was that?
Sergei Sorokin. At Williams.
What did they get? Like, he got two, Sergei got one, he got zero?
No. This is when Williams was still
riding
off of their high.
Jesus. Are you serious?
But, yeah, that was... He came...
Can we bring back the GOAT?
I know. There was one or two seasons where he was like close in points. So it wasn't like a runaway or anything like that. Like his last season against Vettel, he was close.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Looking at the season as a whole, what I should do is look up his teammate head to head matchups for race results and see how that plays out. Yeah, he's
the good thing with them, like Aston, is that they're moving to Honda.
Yeah.
So the good thing is, if they stayed with Mercedes, you know, Toto was going to intervene and go, I want Ocon in that seat. You know, if they're going to make a change. Because he's, you know, and they're just going to say, well, he's a Mercedes guy and you got a Mercedes motor. Mm. Whereas they're going to Honda. So, I mean, and if they're going to make a change at the end of this season, because they still have not said anything. Like, they announced Fred's back, but they've said nothing about who's going to be back.
Lance's contract with Aston Martin has always been kept.
Yeah. So,
secret.
The question is,
or private, I should
do
say.
Let's say Sargent. I mean, I don't think Logan's going to be back next year. Just my opinion. Okay. All right. Unless they, again, the family writes a big check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the only way Lance is staying, mm-hmm. if they're going to make a change, he's going to Williams. They're going to write a big check, and he's going there. So he can't get in anybody's way down there. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, like, if they were in their right mind, they'd sign Carlos.
Aston Martin.
Yeah. But everyone, the scuttlebutt on the street is that it's a huge offer that Audi's going to give them. So the question is, do you go there and you suck it for 2 years? Because 25, it's going to stink. 26, it's a crapshoot, but I can't, you know, until they can get in there, until they get everybody in there, I don't know. I mean, that's Carlos making his mind up, mm-hmm. I mean, if Carlos goes there, I mean, honestly, I'd bring Bottas in.
You wouldn't be bad.
I know we're talking, we want to see younger guys on the grid, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that team is capable right now of getting anywhere from, I'm not going to say a second place finish in the points, team points, but they could finish third with the right driver combination. Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
I mean, I would say that they are the fourth best car on the grid.
Yeah, I would say that. McLaren in front of it. Or do you have...
I have Ferrari and then McLaren.
Yeah, and Mercedes is behind Aston.
Yes.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with... It's disrespect to Lewis, but
The car is not there.
Yeah. Complete disrespect to... complete utter disrespect to George. He's... Anyways, can't wait for him to be there next year. Anyways, so... wow. So, there we go.
Yeah, why can't I find this?
I don't know.
God. All I want is just... I wanted the lap chart from China just to see the pit stops because I was curious about when Lando pitted versus...
you know, Carlos is still 7 points behind Leclerc.
Yeah, I know. With a DNF.
And Oscar's got... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, Fred is eighth in the driver's points. Somehow, Stroll is 10th.
Okay, well, he's 10th because the other half of the grid...
Now, here's something funny.
Can't figure it out. Behrman.
He's 10th, but Oliver Behrman, who raced one race, is 3 points behind.
Yes, I know. Well, and the question is, how many
drivers... I got a question. Ferrari's got three... So that counts, right? Because he got points, right? That counts as their point
total. That goes to their
team
point total, yes.
Sorry, I just keep seeing, it's three drivers, but...
No, the...
Wow.
The better question is, how many drivers will Behrman outscore by the end of the season?
Crap. I mean, it is... The teams that don't have points, it's three.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, Haas has 5 points. I mean, and there's definitely some more points-paying races coming up for them. I mean... I think this week, I mean, not this weekend, but next week, 2 weeks, I think
Miami. I think
a chance there to get some points.
I can't remember if they have a strong result there. I mean, look, the only thing that's saving Lance's season, well, I shouldn't say saving, the only thing that's elevating his season right now mm-hmm. is a sixth place finish at Australia.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, again, like, he's not massively outscoring other guys mm-hmm. either. Like, he is the weakest one in the top five teams. Okay. So.
All right. Let's go on to IndyCar. Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Always a highlight of the season.
I just want to point out, my race winner that I picked.
Your race winner.
Or the one that I picked to win.
Oh, can you
last
review?
Week.
Can you review
yeah,
those?
Yeah, yeah.
Just while we're here. Oh, how would you?
Actually, let me go back to
Formula One.
Yeah, just to close that out. I had two on the podium, but incorrect positions.
Yeah, what Max and?
I had Max and Norris.
Okay.
Because I picked Carlos to win outright.
Yeah.
Nate got Max correct. And then also Perez on the podium, but wrong position.
Okay.
So he's got like 1.5. Yep. And then you had only Max correct.
Right. I was the risk taker. Who's my dark horse?
Your dark horse was Piastri.
Oh, okay.
So
finished in top 10.
I mean, okay. All of our dark horses are
yeah.
all top five teams. Like
no,
it's not.
Good. Yeah. No one.
We didn't pick a true dark horse. We probably should start doing true dark horses.
A true dark horse isn't really going to happen until Monza because that's where the Williams is fast.
Right. yeah.
Wait, okay. All right. So let's
IndyCar to review picks. I had. To win, I had Ericsson,
mm-hmm.
and my dark horse was Rosenqvist.
Oh.
So the weekend started off strong
yep.
with that one.
Yeah.
And then Nate had Award to win, and Ferrucci as his dark horse.
That was not a good weekend.
Yeah. McLaren just kind of dropped the ball, but I think they also got... Well, He didn't drop the ball. Never mind. He didn't get caught out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Pelot to win.
Yeah.
And your dark horse was Dixon.
Of course. Yes.
So I got that feels illegal yeah. to have that yeah. as a dark
well,
horse.
Well, my other dark horse was I was gonna have Colton Herter, but I didn't want to jinx it. So all right. So overall, We had a newcomer to the paddock,
mm-hmm.
Theo Pourchaire. Boy, did he dived right into the whole IndyCar thing.
Yeah.
He was a lot of stuff out there, did a couple interviews with Racer, did a bunch of stuff on social media and stuff. So kind of looked relaxed, like he really enjoyed it, which was great.
I mean,
first practice session, definitely did the right thing, tried to get around the track. Second practice session, got a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, given the fact that he's driving one of the Arrow McLarens, still, he got ahead of guys that...
Yeah. Yeah, he was not slow.
No.
And he also...
Now, would it have been different if he was in an AJ Foyt or Dale Coyne car? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean...
But, again, I would have liked to have seen that, but, still, when you're driving for a whole high-profile team, you can't go out there and bang it off the wall because that's not going to look good.
No.
He didn't do that.
No.
Did well. Third practice session, it was awesome. Did the old tire scrape on the wall, which mm-hmm. was good. But as everyone pointed out, everybody does that here.
Yeah.
So, and he didn't damage the car, mm-hmm. nothing like that. So that was good. And things like that. So... Will Power just his poor weekend was all over the place.
I
felt so bad, but it's still good. I mean, he is.
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of races to go for him to sneak up there.
I just want to look at just the fast six. Yeah, because Power he got. He was the fast at the end of the day in qualifying. He was the fastest of the Penske cars. Took second. Rosenqvist was first. Janu
and he only missed pole by 4,000.
Janu was third. Colton fourth. Right. Ericsson and then Pelot.
Yeah.
Dixon is nowhere near this. it's even better. All right, let's go to the race here. Yep. So Dixon, overall the race was good. It was passing.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
It was passing. Then it starts turning into the strategy race, and then of course,
yeah. Well, to start, race goes green, and then like lap 15, 17. Who was it? Was it Rasmussen?
Yeah, Christian Rasmussen. Yeah,
he spun it off a wall, then hit one of the other cars.
But the big incident early in the race.
Noah Segal. That's who he hit.
Nolan Segal. But the big incident in the race was Award getting into the back of Rossi.
Yeah, that was lap one, yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No.
I mean, he came in and, he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, never mind. We'll talk later.
that's one of his, it's his moments.
Yeah,
it's just the small stuff that compounds at the end of the year.
You're right. And anyway, so, now the race goes and we get now. Newgarden is definitely the hot, fast car out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Ganassi's on the, and Pelot was on this too, was on the fuel save strategy. And Colton was too, because Colton was getting, he got one lap less than Dixon. At certain, when they were doing in mid, because it was a three stop race.
Yeah.
The second stop, Colton went one lap longer. Mm-hmm. Dixon and Pelot did the same thing. So the Hondas were definitely getting better mileage, but I think they were also at that point of the race really saving fuel.
Yeah.
But then, they go out and then the strategy starts to unfold, and all of a sudden, here comes Dixon to the front and he gets there. And, from that point on, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
They're like, hit a number. And he's like, never complaining. But inside, after the race, they were talking about it. He goes, I wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. And then finally, somewhere along the line, he got to where they went. And they were like, go for it. And he went. I don't know if Newgarden would have got him. Not 100% certain. Because I think Newgarden was going to have to send it.
Watching him close the gap the way he did.
Yeah.
I thought he would have gotten him eventually because I didn't, at that point.
Dixon wasn't hitting the number.
Yeah, you didn't hear them giving the go for Dixon to do it. I think he would have gotten him, but then he started playing the push to pass game.
Dixon, yeah.
Where he was saving enough and defending enough everywhere else,
it was a net neutral lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was playing it smart there.
Right.
Which Newgarden was
Newgarden was chewing it up, trying to get by him.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately you got to the hairpin and stuff happens. I don't know. I mean, who knows? He could have bogged the tap wasn't a big tap.
There's been worse. I don't think that was just a
racing incident there.
Yeah,
it could have been the opposite. It could have been Colton getting Jay New getting into Colton.
If
it wasn't going to be Colton, it was going to be Pelot was right behind him. So yeah. Say Pelot got by Colton, he was going to do the same. He was going to be up and all over Newgarden too. So and being Dixon's teammate, he definitely would have been harassing him. So I think that's why Pelot was trying in a rush to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Colton was in a rush to get there because he's teammate, but I think the Honda guys were in a rush to get there because it was Honda's race. So
yeah,
Dixon just the guy knows. I don't know. He's got it in his right foot.
The other thing too is the next guy back that was on his strategy.
Yeah.
Was Power.
Yeah,
and the only difference. Really, between the two, was the tire they were on. Because Dixon went alternate,
right.
And then Power went primary.
Right, and so, Power ended up finishing eighth, and he was still like,
he was 15, 20 seconds back.
Indy site, they don't do it, but anyways. Yeah, so, I don't know what. I mean,
15 seconds back
from Dixon. Here it is. Yeah, he was 15 seconds back. And he even admitted Power after the race when they had an interview. He was like, I don't know. It was just the tire, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, because I think everyone was kind of shocked at how well the alternates were performing.
Herter and Pullo definitely were. They were shocked by the fuel mileage run.
Yes, the fuel mileage, yes. But but also that the alternates were holding up as well as they were.
So
because there were times where I think people were contemplating putting on used.
I mean, the only big thing out of that race really was, you know, the Pullo Ross. I mean, sorry, the Award Rossi incident. Pocher finished 11th, right behind Rossi. Good outing. Mm-hmm. So you know, Grosjean finished 8th for Juncos. Kyle Kirkwood that was actually a good finish by Andretti. It was 2nd, 5th, and 7th. So mm-hmm. good for them. And then Felix with MSR. So
yeah, and again,
what happened to Scotty Mack? He had poof. Not a good race. Holy crap.
He must have pulled off. I didn't see that.
Well, it said he's running, but he must have had something happen and they were in the pits for a bit. Because he's running at the end, but he only did 71 laps. Rasmussen didn't get into him, did he?
No. No, because it was Nolan Siegel that hit him. Because I remember it was... Or no, I'm sorry. It was Jack Harvey that hit him. Right, it was a Dale Coyne car. But
I will say this is kind of funny. In the inter-team battle, finishing 18th was Stingray Robb. Finishing 21st, Santino Ferrucci.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a quiet result, right?
And that was a lap ahead.
No. Rob went for the fuel strategy race.
Still beat him.
So made one less pit stop.
Oh, still beat him.
Yeah. No. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. So. All right. IndyCar is off to Barber this weekend.
Yeah.
And. After coming off his strong performance, Teo Pourchaire will be in the McLaren again this weekend.
Yeah.
So, good there. So, looking forward to that track. Another interesting track. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And see if Mr. Quick Hands can stay on the track this time.
Pato.
Mr. Quick Hands, that's what they call him.
In
the NBC booth, they call him Mr. Quick Hands.
Yeah.
All right. Just
you got your picks for that one?
I'm gonna go Pullo. All
right.
Do I have to? And I gotta pick a dark horse.
Dark horse. No, Dixon.
No Dixon. No Herder. I'm gonna go Rosenquist.
Okay. I'm gonna go Power.
Will Power. He does always well there.
And my dark horse is gonna be Grosjean.
Oh, okay. Because he's done well there. He has.
Nate got his picks in.
Ferrucci?
No. He was sensible this week. He went with McLaughlin.
Did he actually get his picks in?
he went with McLaughlin to win.
McLaughlin,
sorry.
Scott McLaughlin.
Thirsty threes for
yeah,
the win.
Thirsty threes. Oh, God.
And then he went for Kyle Kirkwood. As
look at that. Went out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Jay News got the points lead.
Yes. But Dixon is second.
Dixon's in second. Herder's in third. Pullo, fourth. Will Power. And then Mr. Quick Hands. And then Rosenquist, Kirkwood, Rossi, and McLaughlin. That rounds out your top 10.
Barber and then the month of May.
Yeah.
It's coming up fast.
It is. So, all right. What should we do? IMSA?
Yeah.
At Long Beach?
Yep. Two classes.
If I was going to, we didn't do a pick here, but if we were going to pick. This is going to sound weak, but I would have picked Bourdais.
What, for redemption after last year?
No, just he for whatever reason on that track, he just knows what he's doing.
No, so. I know. But this time...
Were you going to go with one of the Acuras? Or are you going to go...
Well, no. Based off of last year, I would have went BMW.
Oh, with BMW, how strong they were. Right.
But then again, I probably would have... I think I probably would have just said Porsche just to keep on rolling. Because, at that track, it's just about being at the right place at the right time. That's half the battle.
Yeah.
GTP.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having an issue here. Something's not... Why is it not doing this?
Well, in terms of all the cautions during the race, now I'm switching. No GTP, but just in general. Well, actually, no. Yeah, GTP. Let me start off with that one. The my God, number 40 car had an incident after their first pit stop, or second. Yeah, first pit stop. One and only pit stop.
That was Sorry. Jordan. Jordan and Deletraz. And Deletraz put it in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, that stunk. Because they were going on... Or Jordan put in a good stint to be in a good position for it. Not that they... I don't know if they had the outright pace, but they definitely had a decent pace during the race.
Yeah,
so
I guess at the end of the day, disappointed with the Acuras. I mean, it was definitely Jordan was definitely there, but I don't think he was in the position to win. The Cadillacs definitely performed well there.
Mm-hmm.
The Porsches, it's just with Porsche, it's just by numbers, Really.
Yeah.
I think they're all in the same kind of ballpark. I mean, in terms of, that BMW just had a tough day overall. Bourdais really just, he doesn't care there. He just goes, it really made a great weekend for Ganassi.
Yeah.
The GTD race, really, I don't really have much to say about it because I'll be honest with you. The games that Lexus played with their pro drivers, they basically took their two pro drivers and put them in the car and then threw, basically everybody, the top end driver that was in the second Lexus,
because
they entered two cars. So basically they brought both cars. Both cars. So essentially one guy got aced out on the weekend. But I don't know. I wasn't thrilled with that piece of it, but I guess it is what it is.
Well, no, but leading up, you were talking about how everyone was playing games.
I thought the other teams were going to play games, and they the only ones and it was by default the only one that really did play games was the Harder Racing, and they got wiped out. So it's not much to say, and they got wiped out towards the end of the race. That was really about it. I mean, the rest, the Turner guys finished second.
Yep.
The question is whether Monte Carlo and Parker Thompson could have finished first, a driver combination, could they have? I think so, because Frankie was actually pretty good all weekend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't him that, it wasn't his issues, so... and then, the the Wright Motorsports guys. Ugh. That was.
Yeah, that's
no
that was
one's
too bad.
Fault. The Inception card, you know, you had an issue, and then the right as that happened, you're like, oh,
yeah,
you know, it's like I don't know what I'm doing. So.
No, but that's half the battle at Long Beach is just to survive it,
right?
So, but yeah, I mean it's unfortunate because those two were coming off a strong drive at Sonoma in the GT Challenge. Race or GT America series, so that was too bad to see that in there. But you know, different track. Got to get through it. Also,
yeah,
is what it is. The only thing I did miss with the GTD cars was what happened to one of the Lexuses.
That was Monte Carlo and Hart. Hawksworth.
Yeah.
It got tangled. Like, they had an issue, came in, rebounded from the issue, and then went back out, and Hawksworth got... Something high. He got caught up in something. It wasn't anybody's fault. It just...
Yeah.
You know.
No, that was just the only thing I remember I missed. Because at one point, I looked at the board, and I was like, I watched qualifying. I thought he was up... They were up there. So... But, yeah. Well, they're off to Laguna in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah, and we had teams testing there this week, so.
Yeah.
So I was.
Actually, they got a couple weeks off before they go.
Yeah.
They go there. They're not going to be there until the 12th of May. I mean, really, the only thing that's running next weekend, or I'm sorry, this weekend coming up. Is IndyCar at Barber, and then there's MotoGP at Jerez.
Barber, that'll be the full complement of the Indy Ladder Series, I believe.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, so that'll be good. All right, let's go talk some WEC racing. 6 hours of Imola. I would call this redemption for Toyota.
Yeah, very much so.
As they benefited from, it's funny. The one thing the Ferrari team in WEC hasn't fallen down on was pit stop strategy, and they blew it this weekend. Did they leave the? Did the Formula One team stay in?
So that's everyone's jokes about it, but honestly, that's the first time that they've done that.
I'm just saying.
And the race was very close.
It was.
For what it was.
Yeah, it was.
So, I mean, that was a very good race, and to have the race come down to, you know, the time gaps that it was, it was not a...
They had five cars on the lead lap.
Yes.
At Imola, which is impressive.
Yeah.
And if I look, I mean, the BMW didn't, one of the BMWs, the 960, one of the BMWs was out early, and one of the Porsches, the Proton Porsche, was out. But all the rest of them, they all finished.
Yeah.
You know, the Azzotto finished, the Alpine finished, and the Lamborghini finished. So the things are building up here. I think it's gonna be interesting when we get to Spa. The Hertz guys, the Hertz team Jota guys, they're hanging around in there.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
Jota knows what they're
right,
doing.
So
it's
unfortunate just we just haven't seen that out of the Proton guys yet.
Yeah.
I mean, with their driver lineup, but, you know.
The other thing, too, with Proton is I wonder if they're...
It's too many cars?
Yeah.
Because they're doing the Mustangs.
Yes.
They're doing the Mustangs, the Porsche, and then they're doing something in EMS, too.
Yeah. So, like...
Aren't they doing something over here?
Okay. The
Yeah, they are. They have the Proton, the Mustang sampling cars on Proton.
The only thing I will say... But I think they've done it the right way, is WRT.
Yep.
Because they are running four BMWs, two in GTP, two in GT3.
Right.
In WEC. Now, the only reason I say that it's easier than what Proton is doing is because they do have two GTPs and two GT3s, but the two GT3s are not new cars like the Fords that Proton is doing. Right. So I think Proton's put themselves in a steeper learning curve to get up to the pace, which is fine. Like, they'll figure it out. But
I give them credit. I mean, that team overall over its history has always kind of, you know, it started off small and then it just took bigger and bigger chunks. Hopefully they keep going, you know.
Yeah.
The Mustangs are definitely, I don't think it's their issue. I think it's just the overall concept of the car right now.
It's the first year.
Yeah, it's the first year.
You got to learn it. So you're taking
swings. You know, it's the same deal with the Corvette. The Corvette in IMSA is not the Corvette that was in IMSA last year.
No, and it's also not the factory run.
Even the factory ones. The Pratt & Miller ones?
Yeah, no, that's true. It's a good point.
Those cars, they're GT3. They're brand new. They're not the GT. They're not the
homologated GT3.
Right. It's a totally different, you know, because that's just you're tweaking things down off of what you had on your really successful platform. So, you know, now you got a full, you know, it's, you know, it takes a bit. So, yeah, I'm sure
IMSA and WEC don't want to give them a favorable BOP right out of the gate.
No. No, you need to give this. That, I'm sorry, that but impression. you got to crawl before you walk, and walk before you run. So I mean, it's, you know, this is the way it goes, you know, and you know, at some point, yeah, they'll get it. Everybody's going to get it right. I'm sure Ford will get the things. You know, Multimatic guys will get those things straightened out, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a great race. There was great track to be on. A lot of passing, you know, which is awesome. I mean, I don't care. It's just, you know, racing is passing. It's not getting out there and doing things. It was a challenging track, too. We had the weather involved, so.
Yeah.
And it's a proper old school track. Yes. It has its built-in penalties.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So. Good on them. GT3 went BMW 1-2.
Yes.
And in second place, that actor, Valentino Rossi.
Mm-hmm. Is that his first podium?
First podium in WEC.
WEC, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like.
Pretty cool. You would have thought he won the world championship by the way he was celebrating. That's awesome. I love that guy.
But yeah.
You know, he gets out of the car, they're interviewing him. He's, grazie, I was good. You know, it was like this and then like that. And then, you know, I love him. It's just, the guy loves racing. So,
yeah.
Never a bad day with him. Anyway, so that was cool. That was a bad Italian accent, but it sounded like him. I always laugh when he gets interviewed. I love him.
Yeah.
And then we had Manti with their Porsche in third, so good on them. Then Ferrari, Aston, so wow, that was. And we had a McLaren. Boy, did we have... And then the Vets. That was a good mix. We had a Mustang finish.
Where'd the Lexus finish for them?
They're towards the bottom of that.
I know they're still trying to figure out that car over here.
But isn't that car really the IMSA car?
Yeah. The car is... I think that's the oldest homologated GT3 car
just,
right now.
I'm just kind of curious. Maybe it's the team, but
I mean, it sure could.
I'm not too familiar with those guys. So
who is it?
Akotas ASP. I don't know who they are.
Okay. Well,
I mean, they got Kelvin Vandelander's driving, and Jose Maria Lopez, who drove. Factory Toyota guys, the rest of them, I wonder, you know, it's like, is the Vasta Sullivan guys are running, you know, have they consulted with them? I mean, also, you're running different tracks, but you're running the same tire pretty much because it's a Michelin. They're running a Goodyear.
That's right, yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe that's what, I don't know. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind
of. I'm of the opinion right now, I don't think the WEC has looked kindly upon Toyota with their BOP.
Yeah.
I think they've hurt them.
Yeah. I think the other thing, the other team that's kind of, one of the teams that's, that is suffering is the Iron Dames.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have, I know they're running the Lamborghini, like they're affiliated with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Porsche is just a better car than the Lambo in a GT3 complex.
I mean, could be. I mean, like I said, if I think WC is not giving Toyota a favorable BOP, then they could not be giving the Lambo a favorable BOP. So, I mean, that's the only... With the sports car racing, for as good as some racing is, the winner can feel manufactured at times because if you get a favorable bop, that's...
Yeah.
Like, there's your winner right there.
Right.
So, I mean, it is, unfortunately, the part of the game. Yeah. But the hope is that you can get it in a sweet spot. Like, we have seen them in a sweet spot before because I think with ALMS... At one point, like, you had any one of the four manufacturers between Corvette, Ferrari, Porsche, and BMW all fighting amongst one another on top of one of each other. I know it was slightly different with GT2, but you can get it right. So, I mean, all they're doing right now is just collecting data, and hopefully next year or the year after it'll be good. Or I'm sorry. You hope that every year from now on it gets better as it goes on, because I mean it seems like the Porsche GTPs are figuring it out in hypercar. I'm not really sure. Well, I'm sorry. The Cadillacs need a second car over there to help generate data, because having one car over there is just not helping. The BMWs, I think they're just going through a learning phase as well.
All right. And so they're off to Spa next.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's May, and then we'll be at Le Mans next. Yes. Well, we won't be, but...
No.
They will be.
We could be.
Yeah. I'd love to be, but it's not not in the cards this year. Just on the news front, it's actually kind of a little slow out there, outside of Theo coming back to McLaren for the weekend.
Hey, IROC's back.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. It's just I had one other thing I wanted to get to, and we can. Hold on a second. Sorry.
Other than the headline to that, I don't really know the back. Story financial stuff that's going on, so
yeah,
I'm not up
to so that. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, so they're coming what, July? It's probably July weekend.
Who has picked up the IROC name?
The same guys that had Tony Stewart's SRX.
Okay, so they've
it's Don, I think. Well, Don Hawk is now running Skip Barber.
Mm-hmm.
So and what's his name? Jeff Gordon's crew chief there.
I don't know these guys.
Why? You don't know NASCAR?
No. I never got the obsession with knowing the crew chief's
back,
name.
Back in the days?
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Ray Evernham.
Okay.
Oh, you know who else is involved in this? Rob Kaufman. He used to field Ferraris that ran in ALMS, and he also was part of Michael Waltrip Racing.
Hmm.
So he's involved. So they're coming to Lime Rock for a weekend event.
In July.
Yeah. Who are they running with that week? Is that part of that Drift Fest?
No, I think it's Speed Tour.
Oh, Speed Tour. All right.
Not quite certain what exactly they have on the docket for that weekend.
Yeah.
But I would assume more club level type of
racing. Right, right.
Or lower tiered regional races.
Yeah, so should be a good place to start.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, it should be a good race. Fun time.
I don't Speed Tour All-Star Race Weekend.
Okay. I don't know. They haven't announced any names for who's going to be
running in it. I mean, they've thrown some out, but no one's really, like you said, confirmed. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only thing I liked SRX, so.
Oh, no, I liked it, too.
I'm kind of bummed that it's gone by the wayside, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess, you know, this see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
So. Other than that, there's really, it's kind of slow, you know, which is kind of, we're into it.
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of racing happened last week, which was good. I mean, I'd rather talk about the racing.
We got a lot of racing going. We still have a lot going on this weekend. I mean, IndyCar.
Yeah, it's IndyCar and MotoGP this weekend. Yeah. I don't have any other
series. You're not going to, you know, tune in.
Oh, to Dover? No. Look, this will probably be one of the races that don't go to overtime.
Yeah, probably won't be. Just going to be another fun one. But anyways, we did our picks, and so I think on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.